There has been widespread public agreement in the Middle East that President Obama said many of the right things in his Cairo address. But according to Andrew Albertson, executive director of the independent Washington-based Project on Middle East Democracy, people across the region are still looking for signs of tangible U.S. support for political reform.
Just take an example, the way the Obama administration has said they will advance reform in the region through quiet, private, closed-door diplomacy. You know, I think that telegraphs to people that they don't think it's important to speak openly to them, to communicate their concerns. They don't think it's important to engage them and involve them in the process of change. You know, and that's a problem. You know, I think that sends the wrong signal. It sends it to governments. It also sends it to people.
Albertson notes that the United States has urged Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to suspend the 28-year-old emergency laws that have curbed the nation's political life. Mubarak has refused. Now, says Albertson, people are asking, what is Washington going to do about it? He recommends that the Obama administration engage with civil society in Egypt and signal its support for their efforts to promote political reform and respect for human rights. That's, in fact, what the Obama administration says it is doing in Egypt. But Dina Gerges, a research fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policies, says that approach has not yielded hoped-for results and recommends that the Obama administration review its policy 1 year after Cairo to decide what has worked and what hasn't.
The administration's quiet diplomacy obviously has not yielded results yet. Things in Egypt on the ground have been deteriorating, manifest in the renewal of the emergency law. Clearly, the U.S. administration is not making the progress that I think it hoped it would make through its quiet diplomacy. So now it's time to look at other options.
Among these other policy options, she says, is using U.S. aid or free trade agreements as pressuring tools and showing a stronger official response to violations of human rights or lack of progress in political reform. Stephen Grand is director of the Brookings Institute Project on U.S. Relations with the Islamic World. He argues that an early test of Obama's commitment to democracy will be this year's parliamentary elections in Egypt and next year's presidential vote.
Hopefully it will try to ensure that there's a level playing field and that elections are free and fair and that the voices of ordinary Egyptians are heard. Having said that, I think it would be a mistake for the United States to run away from this challenge and then sort of allow the existing regime to designate its own successor.
Saadeddine Ibrahim, professor of sociology at the American University in Cairo, was imprisoned by the Mubarak regime for advocating free elections and political reform. He is now living in exile in the United States, heading an advocacy group called Voices for a Democratic Egypt. He believes that the Obama administration has not used available leverage to influence political reform in his country.
These dictators will never respond until they are pressured. And if they take pressure off the table, then the dictator will have a free pass and they will continue to rule despotically as they have for the last 30 years. So I hope they will do something because we have two years that will shape not only the future of Egypt, but also the future of the Middle East, because wherever Egypt goes, so does the Middle East.
Public opinion surveys in the Middle East reflect a perception that while President Obama promised to help people have a say in how they are governed, the United States, if faced with a choice, would rather see stability with undemocratic leaders than an unstable democracy. But Tamara Wittes, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs, says there is no contradiction between United States' support for democracy and its national interests in the Middle East.
Our security interests are helped by the advancement of democracy and human rights. And I think that that's true for countries in the region as well. I think the region as a whole will be more stable, more successful, and more secure if it is more democratic. And that's the premise from which we work.
After meeting with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in Sharm el-Sheikh earlier this month, Vice President Joe Biden issued a statement that included a call for Egypt to continue working for a vibrant civil society and more open political competition. Those are vital goals, he said, if Egypt is to remain strong and serve as a model for the region. Other experts acknowledge that U.S. support for political reform across the Middle East is a long-term objective whose success cannot be gauged only 1 year after the president's address in Cairo. They agree that his administration's efforts to foster democracy in the region are still a work in progress. Mohammed Shinawi, VOA News.